I want to read a letter, what we call in the classroom an epistolary monologue, so that people will know that we're not averse to the kind of jargon that dentists and doctors use. I don't understand a single thing what dentist says except $10,000, $4,000. This is a letter, okay? And this is the Pope replies to the Ayatollah Khomeini. I wrote this after I read this law many years ago, you know, that the committee took out an ad in the New York Times because the Pope was going to send an envoy to Iran to complain about conditions. And the Ayatollah asked him, why didn't he send an envoy when the Shah was in power? Okay, so this is the Pope's response. My dear Khomeini, I read your $14,000 ad asking me why the Vatican waited all these years to send an envoy to complain about conditions in Iran. You're right. We should have sent one when the Shah was in power. Look, I'm in total agreement with you, Khomeini, that Christ, had he lived in Iran under the Shah, would have led the biggest damn revolt you ever saw. Believe me, Khomeini, I knew about the Shah's decadence, his extravagance, his misdeeds, and how he lulled about in luxury with Iran's loot. I knew about the trail of jewels which led to his dad's capture, but a fella has to eat, and so when David Rockefeller asked me to do something, how could I refuse? You can afford to be holier than thou. What is it, $30 per barrel these days? You must be bathing in oil, while each day I suffer a new indignity. You know that rock record they made me do? It's 300 on the charts, which is about as low as you can get. And I guess you read where I had to call in all those cardinals and for the first time reveal the Vatican budget. I had to just about get down on my hands and knees to get them to co-sign for a loan. The Vatican jet has a mechanical problem, and the Rolls Royce needs a new engine. The staff hasn't been paid in months, and the power company is threatening to turn off the candles. To add to that, the building inspector has listed us as having 30,000 code violations. I'm telling you, Khomeini, that so many people are leaving the church, I have this nightmare where I wake up one day in Los Angeles and I'm the only one left. Pretty soon we'll be one of those cults you read about in the San Francisco Chronicle. And so, Khomeini, I promise you that when we pay off the deficit, I won't send an envoy. I'll come visit you myself. I'd like to discuss this plan that Patriarch Demetrios of the Greek Orthodox Church and I just came up with. You know, we haven't spoken to those fellas in 900 years. But when you have $20 million in the red, you'll talk to anybody. And I think it's $55 million now.